This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It doesn't end there, ladies and gentlemen. Lifelong Democrats and liberals are now publicly coming out for Trump. David Marcus, a Democrat, tweets this out. I hated the idea of Trump as president. The Wall Street Journal called me a prominent never-Trumper in 2016. I was. I am now very thankful he is our president, and I hope voters give him four more years. He then published this story in The Federalist with the headline, "Why This Ex-Never-Trumper Wants Four More Years." Doesn't stop there, ladies and gentlemen. Antoine Tucker from New York has been a big-time supporter of Trump and has even gotten politically involved trying to run for office. And he's got friends in New York that he's been trying to convince for Trump. They've been a little stubborn, but here he is with one of his friends that has finally come around.
So I'm here right now with your sister. And, I mean, she was going off. She was screaming. She said, Trump's a racist. She said he wanted segregation. And then I had to give her that red pill. So now you know he did prison reform, right?
Correct.
Okay, so now you know that he gave black historical colleges more funding than anyone else in history and made sure they would never have to ask for another dollar again, right?
Correct.
Now you know that he gave the Urban Revitalization Coalition $100 billion starting budget to fix impoverished communities throughout America, effectively helping out black and brown communities.
Correct.
Okay, so now that we have all of this established, now let me give you some more tips.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump received an award with Rosa Parks and Muhammad Ali for helping black folks. Donald Trump funded Jesse Jackson's presidential races both times and helped fund the Rainbow Coalition.
Oh, yeah, the LGBTQ.
So how could Donald Trump be racist and care and do all of that back work? See, it wasn't until I told her who Danny Williams was and showed her that, that it started to click. And it wasn't until she went and looked up Biden's history and she seen Biden name. We're going to give our vote to Trump because we realize these folks are trying to fuck us over and we not stupid.
I wasn't voting for Biden anyway, though.
She wasn't even voting for Biden. But now she in my district. She in my district. So now she going to write Tony X in and Tone Tucker, and she going to go ahead and look at Donald Trump's name and she's going to say, you know what, Donnie? I'm going to go ahead and give you that circle, give you that dot. I'm going to give you a shot. We're going to take it to the top. I'm going to holler at y'all. Beautiful queens out here.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Telling you, it's politically game over for the Democrats. All they have now is terrorist activity and propaganda to try to save themselves and prop themselves up ahead of the 2020 election, which they plan on stealing. And if they can't have a successful heist of it, they will just launch their terror cells in the United States. We'll see what happens then. Here's where it's at now. Last night after the RNC, a group of Democrats were outside St. John's Cathedral, the famous church right there. And, well, listen to what they said. So they're saying if we don't get justice, burn it down. Now, look, I do care about people, and I've been wrong on things when I was younger, and I've come around on a lot of things, and I'd like to think these people could come around, too, if they were introduced to the facts. But I don't think they would come around, because I could go ask those people, well, justice for who? Justice for what? And they'd say for George Floyd, or they'd say for Jacob Blake, and I'd say, well, what would be justice? What is justice to you? What should happen to the cop that shot Jacob Blake? They'd say, he should die. Well, I'd say, okay. On a separate note, what should happen? I mean, there they are tearing the American flag down. I mean, look, folks, we're in a civil war. Republicans and conservatives and patriots and Trump supporters just haven't started fighting yet. But I hope Caitlin Bennett does this video. She said she would. You ask people, hey, what do you think should happen to a two-time sexual abuser of minors? What do you think his punishment should be, two-time sexual abuser of minors? Most would say jail for life, maybe even death. Okay, well, what do you think should happen to Jacob Blake? Oh, well, he was innocent. He shouldn't have been shot. Really, Jacob Blake is a two-time sexual offender of minors. Oops! All right, folks. Special report, and then Dr. Nick Begich coming up.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E, supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
Psychology is the scientific study of the mind, and in an enlightened society, it would be taught in elementary school. But we are not in an enlightened society. In simple terms, each human being is made up of three personas: body, mind, and spirit, each one with its own desires. And the universal goal of individual self-mastery is to serve the desire of the spirit. This takes great discipline, because as we are about to discuss, our mind innately seeks to control us. There is psychology, and there is group psychology. In group psychology, an individual will suppress all desires that are deemed unacceptable by the group. These suppressed desires will invariably control a person without their knowing. This knowledge is nothing new. Machiavelli instructed leaders centuries ago to divide the people into groups in order to weaken and control them. Those in power have known this for millennia. The Yoga Sutras outlined a process of overcoming this thousands of years ago. It taught how a person could become enlightened to the true nature of the mind and liberate themselves from unwanted influence. The ancient writings of Sumer describe a ruling class which kept its power by keeping mankind spiritually repressed. 100 years ago, Sigmund Freud introduced this knowledge to the modern world. He wrote that the biggest obstacle to liberating yourself from ego was group mind, because in order for the individual to examine themselves completely, one must question everything, including the group. The ego mind has always been obsessed with group identity, and by nature, it seeks approval or control within the group. The key to manipulating the masses is to keep them ensnared in group mind. Freud's work held the key to individual enlightenment and was met with strong disinterest by the ruling class of Vienna, who had no interest in the liberation of the individual mind. Edward Bernays, however, Freud's nephew and protege, found strong interest for his uncle's work in America. In the early 1900s, the U.S. government and corporate America employed Bernays not to liberate the individual from group mind, but to keep us enslaved in it and manipulate our thoughts and behavior. In 1927, Paul Mazur of Lehman Brothers infamously wrote that we must shift America from a needs to a desires culture. Man's desires must overshadow his needs. The overall strategy was to divide the public and stimulate irrational desires. The only way of achieving this goal was by use of the media. A new reality was designed with a specific intention of making people more anxious, afraid, and aroused, keeping us in an unending, irrational fight-or-flight state of mind, where we only find solace in group mind conformity. All of this has been done without our awareness. And by 1975, the CIA had infiltrated all areas of news media.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to a major circulation American journal?
We do have people who submit pieces to other two American journals.
Do you have any people paid by the CIA who are working for television networks?
This, I think, gets into the kind of getting into the details, Mr. Chairman, that I'd like to get into in an executive session.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to the National News Services, AP and UPI?
Well, again, I think we're getting into the kind of detail, Mr. Chairman, that I'd prefer to handle in executive session.
In Russia, Vladislav Surkov, who studied economics and theater, was tasked with creating a world of fake news to keep the Russian people anxious and confused.
Surkov turned Russian politics into a bewildering, constantly changing piece of theater. He used Kremlin money to sponsor all kinds of groups, from mass anti-fascist youth organizations to the very opposite, neo-Nazi skinheads. And liberal human rights groups who then attacked the government. Surkov even backed whole political parties that were opposed to President Putin. But the key thing was that Surkov then let it be known that this was what he was doing, which meant that no one was sure what was real or what was fake in modern Russia. As one journalist put it, it's a strategy of power that keeps any opposition constantly confused. A ceaseless shape-shifting that is unstoppable because it is indefinable.
These crimes against humanity are more apparent now than ever. But there are still millions entrenched in group mind who religiously accept the mainstream media narrative to be truth. Our mind innately seeks to control us. And if we do not take control of our own mind, the media will control it for us. The only solution is rugged individualism and critical thinking. But this is a path that few choose to take. And so in the meantime, whoever controls the media controls the herd. And nothing short of a miracle will ever change that. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Wow, what a segment going into this fourth hour on a Friday afternoon. You know, talking about sort of what's happened in the world. I mean, when we're thinking about groupthink, what that segment was all about. And the first page of my notes today start with the word propaganda. You know, we never get a chance to talk before we come on, and it's always amazing, you know, how the topics sort of line up for the day. And I always joke. I joke with my oldest son. You know, he's afraid of propaganda, Yogananda. You know, because it's all a bunch of BS that they're being we're being sold as fertilizer on so much of what's happening in the mainstream. And you know, and kind of where I wanted to go with that is it goes back a really long way. One of my friends, one of my late friends, John Chandler, passed away a few years ago. But one of the very last books he sent me, the unreality industry, the deliberate manufacture of falsehood and what it is doing to our lives. Now, the funny thing about that book is, it's by two PhDs, you know, and it was written in 1989, so a long time ago, and it was talking about media and the impact of media at creating what really becomes the unreality industry. And so it's worth thinking about, again, you know, 31 years later, because that's what was started then, you know, and this is the point. When I go back and I think about the conversations I was having with my friend John back then and others about what was happening in terms of just how the media was used, not so much to report anything anymore, but to really push and shove and move the population around by controlling information and data feed, and how we interpret that information, more importantly, how we perceive it, how we see it, how we feel about it. Because all of that is what moves the power into the conversation. You know, when you think about propaganda, you know, at the very root of it, it's ultimately about suppressing the individual human spirit. Again, what that last segment was alluding to. And how do you do that? You do it through limiting speech and with political correctness, controlling a narrative, which is just a script for reality creation, to really pushing things along, because the media is about pushing things along. And this requires, at this point in time, thinking people. And you are the thinking people. This is the InfoWars, and you're listening this Friday afternoon to Dr. Nick Begich, and I'm sitting in for Alex Jones. We'll be right back after these important messages.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And welcome back. When I'm thinking about all of this in the last few days, going into today's program and just thinking about the state of the economy, and it's like there's two separate economies operating. There's the financial paper economy, and then there's the real economy of where most people are right now, which is a whole lot of people unemployed, a lot of uncertainty day to day, huge disconnects in terms of the real economy, the functional, non-functional a part of the economy versus financial instruments, and where, again, huge wealth has been stripped out and maintained in certain sectors, while other sectors are totally broken. Quarter of the workforce across several industries is gone, and increasingly so. When you think about small businesses, which were the very backbone of this economy and consumer economies generally, and what it takes to build a small business is extraordinary effort. And most people, as they build them, you don't really build huge cushions. You know, there's always, you're always putting it out there, you know, and trying to expand what you're doing and build something. And that's kind of how entrepreneurs function, which is one of the real wealth builders. You see that skill of taking your creativity and combining it with other things to make stuff happen. And what are those other things? I talk about it often because when you think about real wealth, and part of sort of the grand illusion, if you will, that plays out in front of us, has to do with the misinterpretation of wealth. And the misinterpretation is often discussed in the context of fiat, paper money backed by nothing representing debt. I got that. And I got that in the sense of it's really just like this, you know, it's just a sheet of paper, but it's one that has what we call the full faith and credit of the country behind it. So we believe in it because we say, oh, well, it's good for all debts, public and private, unless you fly on an airplane where they don't take it. Or now a whole bunch of businesses that won't take it, that want it in electronic forms, they don't have to touch the money. That's already happening in a lot of places. And so is that the right response? Well, it's a response that you can elicit when you're in the unreality industry, right? The media, the unreality industry. Wow. And here's the thing, I love books because, you know, books, unlike digital books, printed books are hard to change once you have a copy. And I like that about books because history remains constant. You know, in a lot of books, they obsolete them in libraries. Have you ever thought about that? How does a history book become obsolete? Well, it doesn't have the latest version. The latest data. Seems to me, writers closest to the events might add the best data, which is why of all the history books, I recommend this one. If you can still find it, and you can, this one. It's old. It's called The New American History, 1936. Okay, so it's old, pre-World War II. But what's interesting is it's a book written by a guy who had a lot of firsthand conversations with the people that experienced the events. You know, Revolutionary War veterans or whatever, you know? I mean, but people who experienced the Civil War, for example, and people who experienced lots of changes in the country. And here's what gets lost that's so important is multi-generational knowledge, which is part of the InfoWar. Okay, is multi-generational knowledge from grandfather to father to son to child to grandson and so on. You know, this kind of continuity of conversation that doesn't really happen in our culture outside of smaller towns and rural communities and where people tend to stay closer to home or at least stay in connection with their home and the personalities within it. And so when you start to think of disconnect, one of the first techniques, if you will, is separate one from another. Well, wow, what a backdrop for the disaster we all have unfolding around us today. And then you disconnect an entire economic system that's based on fiat on this paper promise. And then you just print more of those paper promises and say, well, don't worry, there's plenty of goods and services around and we'll give you paper promises to work as the intermediary between those things that matter. You know, food, clothing, shelter is what they tell us. Safety, security, belongingness, self-actualization, which is all true in terms of internal things going on with a physical body being maintained. But the deeper truth of this is this idea of groupthink that, again, we've been pushed into and herded into because actually it does work, particularly if you inject a certain level of anxiety and fear and helplessness into this equation. So when you think about fiat currency as sort of part of that, 401ks, hey, consider that sort of a exacerbation of the concept of fiat currency, or paper representing other things like ETFs, exchange traded funds representing precious metal when in fact it doesn't, or it's oversold or whatever, leveraged, borrowed, whatever. You know, all of this is a house of cards, if you will, not built on real wealth. Because real wealth used to be owned by real people, you and me, and now it's not. A lot of people are renters. They don't own their house. They don't own their car, actually, because they're financed, and about a third of those right now are underwater, not being paid. So living on credit or debt is not unusual. And in this particular time, corporations drew down their credit lines immediately. Boom! They grabbed all the money they could, and then they pumped more money into from the Fed, and they grabbed all of that, and they kept pumping it down and pumping it in and grabbing all that liquidity. Well, they froze up your personal credit cards, right? Froze them up, reversed your credit balances, dropped your credit lines, screwed up your credit ratings, whatever, you know, because it wasn't about you. It was about them, you know. And here's the thing is a lot of this them and us scenario has been pitting individuals against other individuals within the country, and this is fundamentally wrong. Really, it's about non-breathing entities that don't have living souls called giant globalist corporations that live forever on Earth and manipulate too much of our governance. And the government in this country is for the people, by the people, and the most important part is of the people, emanating out of our willingness to be self-governed. You see, this is the essence of liberty. This is the foundation of freedom. This is who we are as living souls in the world today that we maybe have just forgotten a bit. This is what makes us human, created the image and likeness of a creator that make us different. This is the InfoWars. This is Nick Begich. We'll be right back after these important messages.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestseller. I'm talking about the 8-pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time. You get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back, and it's good to be with you on this Friday afternoon in most parts of the world, just before noon in mine. You know, thinking about all of this, I always forget to mention my website the last couple times I've been on, earthpulse.com, E-A-R-T-H-P-U-L-S-E, earthpulse.com is my website, and there's a place you can sign up for a mailing list. It's just for my newsletter. I'm going to try and get more of that out there. more printed material that can be circulated. I don't do the social media. I know a lot of people do. And maybe that gives a way to get information out. So earthpulse.com, sign up for the newsletter. It's free. And we appreciate you doing that. When you go there also under products, it always links back to the InfoWars website for the InfoWars store. And that's where my books and videos are available. You know, just looking at the whole matrix that we're in right now of propaganda, and it really is. I mean, the mainstream media is only that. I don't care which side of the aisle you're on at the national level. Too much of it has been manipulative. And what has been happening is the hijacking by people that weren't supposed to be there, right? I mean, Donald Trump wasn't the guy from the establishment that was supposed to end up 4 years ago in the position he was in. And man, has the establishment moved against him dramatically from really a lot of different sides lately. And why is that? Perhaps it's the unmasking that's beginning to unfold. And the thing is, it needs to be rapidly advanced if it's really going to happen. If there really is going to be an unraveling and before a reset, it needs to happen right now. I mean, now, because the other side of this coin will take a lot of time and manipulate this manipulative propaganda feed of mainstream media. And you need time to make sure there's the unraveling. And so the unraveling really needs to begin now, soon, before, maybe it's the day after Labor Day, but it ought to happen now. And the reason I say that is, again, kind of looking forward at what's been happening and how this has been set up for so long. This is the last real window of opportunity. If it falls back into the old pattern of a globalist agenda, it'll be the undoing of the country. It will be the undoing of many sovereigns around the world. And this is the point. It's not just about the United States. It's about sovereign nations around the world that reflect very different socioeconomic cultures. That people believe in for good reason. This is their and our individual socioeconomic cultures. And we can either have it hijacked from us, like has been happening with the unreality industry. Now, this wasn't something that happened suddenly. It happened as technology advanced and the illusion became easier to paint and the push became easier, because creation, as I've talked about many times in these segments, is really about the combination of the intellect, the mind, with the emotion, what was called the heart. And when you combine these two, and you combine it, and people have bothered me with emails every once in a while and said, oh, you don't mention Christ enough. Okay, I want to make sure I cover that today. So I want to say the real power in that event, that transfiguration, the transformation, the blood, all of that sacrifice of what was to wake us up was to our individual created potential on this planet when we were rightly oriented and not lost in fear and lost in the flesh and lost in the body of fear. That is we're being played, ladies and gentlemen, by those that capitalize on that creative emotion and warp it by using fear, the negative emotion, and anxiety and hate and anger as the vehicle for change. And this is not it. It'll work. I guarantee you it'll work. It's the occult magic in the world is based on that, combining that with human creative thought. And that's why creativity is trying to be shut down through the injection of fear and anxiety throughout our communities, throughout the world. And when I traveled around the world, when we could do it, you know, because now you can't do it, at least certainly not very conveniently, what I noticed is culturally there's an overlay that comes from, emanates like a stench, all right, from the same globalist cabal that exists in the world. And it is that. And is it some big super conspiracy? Perhaps so. You might think about it as the Chamber of Commerce for, well, I guess I shouldn't say that on the air, but people that don't perform well, you know, that we kind of object to, you know, and they leave a void wherever they go of hopelessness and helplessness and victims. And this is not what we are. This is not who we are. This is not what human beings are meant to be. Not at all. And the illusion, much of it is based around this fiat idea and the looting of America, looting of us individually, the stripping of us of real wealth. Because real wealth, I've said before, is based on land and natural resources, owning something. Like 90% of Americans used to be farmers, okay? They own some capital equipment. The other thing, you know, what is that? That's everything from a shovel that you can use to dig a ditch to a factory that you can use to create the stuff that brought me here on this airwave today. Right? So all those things, capital equipment, capital, that's real wealth building. If we own those things, we own our tools that allow us to produce our wealth, produce fiat, the exchange between wealth, right? So that's important. Owning our tools that we produce our wealth with, whether we're farmers or whether we're carpenters or whether we're welders, whether we do real work with our minds or our hands, it's our computers also. These are our tools. We also have to think about labor, our effort, right? And slavery is a big deal today. You know, we're hearing about reparations and all this. You know that we're actually slaves right now when you consider the way most people operate. How many people are free of debt in America? Not very many, I can assure you. And so you're not really free because if you're in debt, like most Americans who think they own something, they own it with the banks. And they're paying a third of their productive wealth to taxes and a third of their productive wealth to interest, to bankers, bankers tax. And then they're keeping a third to live on. Okay, that's how people who pay taxes function. Small business people function or used to. But think about just the printing of money and the dumping of money out there. And as long as it keeps buying things and exchanging it fairly close to the same value, nobody kind of minds. But what happens if all of a sudden there's a void again and no one's sucking up that debt? Debt slaves, you see, is really what has become the true base pyramid of the hierarchy needs. It's no longer food, clothing, and shelter. It's debt slaves. And so when you think of slavery today, this idea that somebody was freed and somebody wasn't, you know, we're all in the same umbrella right now. We're all in this same matrix right now. Now, if you're functioning in a globalist frame, you're exempt from a lot of the taxes until Trump came along. That's why they're so angry at him. They're taxing, even if it's a low rate, they're taxing their global incomes for the first time. Yours and mine were, you know, individuals, you know, and corporations supposed to have the same rights as individuals. BS. If you don't have a living soul, you don't have free speech as a corporation. If you don't have a living soul, you don't have the right to assembly. If you don't have a living soul, you don't have a right to religion. If you don't have a living soul, you're a machine. A machine. A corporation. Something else. That's not a living soul, and that something else controls too much of the power in this country and around the world. This is Nick Begich. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's
totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back. You know, I'm just thinking about all this stuff every Friday afternoon. You know, it gets like a bit overwhelming, you know, when you think about how the news comes at us. And that's part of the deal, right? It's to overwhelm our sensory systems, to cause us to sort of blank it out, shut it down, become more numb, less feeling, more isolated. You see how all these things sort of flow together. It is important right now to reach out to each other in a physical way and be in contact with your friends. If you feel uncomfortable doing that, okay, at least then go ahead and maintain your distance. But you need the personal contact. The electronic contact, the filtering is not the answer. And you're just laying down your information for someone else to steal and manipulate you with. Person-to-person communication without electronic devices in the room keeps conversations private, at least right now in most places. But, you know, here's the thing about all of it. It's not just about your personal privacy. It's about your whole process of thinking, because now so much of what we're being told is wrong about our thinking. So now we go, oh, wow, if we say anything, you know, maybe they'll beat me up in the street. So a lot of people are holding their truth internally. And I get that. I understand that. I get it. But when you go in the election booth, you know, hopefully we keep the integrity of that still together enough to pull the lever, you know, and make change and hold the position that we're in right now where it matters. And here's the thing. This lawlessness that's happening right now and has been amplifying all over the country is a theme. It's used often. And what does it usually bring in? Take a look at the Middle East. Remember the freedom, you know, let freedom ring, right? And all the demonstrations that happened a number of years ago didn't really result in, you know, a new spring. It resulted in more suppression, more war, more violence, more craziness. And the breakdown of whatever society and culture were functioning within those countries in the Middle East before we decided to drop by and help. So I laugh a little bit about it because I keep thinking about what suckers we are, you know, on so much of this. If we just draw back from the mainstream media and don't totally draw back. You need to know what the pitch is, you know, otherwise you'll be blindsided, but really see what is being manipulated in the world. And you see, we're all being played around the world, one against the other. And there's a couple groups that are kind of getting out of the game and they're being used as the adversary because bankers always need a collection agent, which is a powerful government on the other side in some fashion, you know? So a new system is being developed that's a partnership between other nations. And what that is a consolidation of the real wealth, right, of nations. Factories and things that make things. Think of China today and what we built there since Nixon showed up and with Kissinger in the 70s, if you forget about. Multi-generational knowledge is important. I say it again. Multi-generational knowledge is extraordinarily important because it carries the day. Read older history books and then carry them forward this way. Because then you get a on-the-ground interpretation, granted through the lens of people living it, but that's probably a more accurate lens than someone 100 years from then reporting on it, right? I mean, come on. And so the perspectives, though, of alternate views are valuable perspectives as we kind of look at our history on a multi-generational basis. And we recognize that we've changed, you know, as a country. We've certainly altered our way, amended our constitution, our foundation, when we've realized that we as humans can do things differently. And so we did. We do. And that's the thing about a living constitution. It takes a lot of effort to change it, as it should, because it is foundational, quite frankly. Now, what has happened over time is the education around what that means has been eroded within what's called public education, which is really just another arm of the propaganda machine. And I was in public education for about 10 years. I was president of the Alaska Federation of Teachers, the Anchorage Council of Education here in Alaska, part of the American Federation of Teachers, a big one. And what I know is that the propaganda machine is alive and well, and the monopoly on public education is certainly there. And, you know, this disaster in public education playing out around the country actually is an opportunity for those of us who believe and parental choice. You know, think about it. How many families are homeschooling now, whether you like it or not, right? But we're still paying the bill for the teacher. Now, this is where the Trump administration, again, is talking about the money following the student. I believe in that. Why do I believe in that? Because if you're a special education student, if you're a poor student that gets financial assistance of different kinds for lunches and so on. You know, I mean, you can have money follow the student in all those instances. You can even do transportation vouchers to private schools so there's no bar to getting there, because at least in my community, you could darn near put four kids in a taxi cab twice a day for the same cost of transit in the Anchorage School District that actually I think we're still paying for it. We're not getting anything for it. But the point of the matter is rethinking some of these institutions at this time works two ways, you see, and that's what we're missing. We're missing our opportunity to rethink the equation, which is with the right leadership at the federal level and the state level and the local level, this can happen. What's happening is rolling out on a national level through states and through local communities is the liberal agenda. Even here in Alaska, believe it or not, trying to make this agenda of fear and anxiety and lawlessness a part of local, state, national agenda. And so they create the chaos, and then they're the solution for the chaos. And yet, they're not fooling anyone this time. I think the longer this goes and the more that happens, the more the public will call for an end to it. As is happening in Anchorage, and it never got like this, I can tell you. The level of lawlessness here is minor compared to what we're seeing playing out in major other left-wing cities, and our city's not that way. We've got this guy that got in, and I hope we've woken up enough in Anchorage now that this kind of thing happened again, but on the assembly here, on the local level, like happened in Austin, they'll take over, and the template gets rolled out as it relates to homelessness, which is a false agenda there, too. It's really mental illness, drug addiction, and alcoholism, just like it is in Austin. That's what's going on in Anchorage and playing out on the West Coast where that's not being addressed, and in other places where it's not being addressed. And then the level of lawlessness growing in the country, not being avoided by the left. And what is that about? It's to create this environment, this sense of dis-ease. No, that is not required. What's required is the opposite. Knowing, a little wisdom, a little grace, a little curiosity, a little contact, a little reaching out. Those were things I had hoped to cover a little more in depth today. But, you know, even with those just as summary statements for the day, thinking about that, knowing what you know, we can have some deep knowing, an understanding even, a deep understanding, and combine that with a wisdom of maybe being able to do something on a platform that isn't geared towards fear and anger and animosity, but is geared towards something much more powerful, knowing, and then acting on what we know to be right and true. In a reasonable way, not in a way that generates anger and hate, but in a way that shuts that down. You know, that's the power behind those of us that are motivated by a very different spirit of getting things done. And if you can't see it, then you're missing it. And so I say again, you know, look within, find that place of your creation, your foundation again, what you were created and intended to do, and begin doing that. Don't do the impossible. Do your possible. Do your individual possible this week, this weekend. Reconnect with your family, your friends, and the things you care about. And do an inquiry on something that you're interested in that goes away from the mainstream. And dig down deep and know the difference. You are the tip of the spear. This is the InfoWars. Thanks for being.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.